Well, howdy, howdy, hi, folks. Guess what? This is Ukulele Loki joined in the studio by...
joined, as always, by Uncle Jeff.
As always. Boy, you're like a stranger. I don't think I've seen you in a couple weeks, because I believe last week I was out of town, and the week before that you were out of your mind or something.
Oh, yeah. You did one for me. I did one for you. Sometimes, too, it's good to take a break, because that gets us back on track with all the vitality and excitement that we require to run the Route 78 West show here on Radio 1190.
Yeah.
KSU Boulder.
Where we play honky-tonk, alt-country, western swing, jug band music. Did I say alt-country? Surf, spaghetti western, whatever the hell
else we left
out
like psychedelic folk.
And just good darn music.
And trance, country trance. Yeah. All right.
I'd like to hear that. We should probably explore that further. Where are we going to start things off this week, Jeff?
Well, we're going to start it off in a good place here. I'm taking off to go to Moab for a couple days.
Oh,
and as always, anytime I get ready to go on vacation, it's usually a good show because I'm psyched because I'm leaving. And that means a road trip and lots of music. Here's one that came in the mail this week, courtesy of my friend Richard Brazier out there in London. And I'll tell you what, I love getting these CDs in the mail because they're always a treat. So let's kick it right off with 3-Day Vacation here, Richmond Fontaine Live.
Surf club race book, and I'm barely losing while you're sitting next to me laughing, 'cause you know we're barely losing the souvenirs we're buying and t-shirts and snow globes. We're getting our pictures taken off underneath the sign. The lounge bands we are watching while playing video poker, 46-ounce margaritas, you know we ought, we're drinking. We're having dinner at the Santa Fe, we're walking underneath the lights, we're staying on the 7th floor of the Fitzgerald, and we're walking along the railroad tracks at 5 in the morning, wishing we could always be like this, that we never had to go back. The Turf Club race book, and I'm barely while you're sitting next to me laughing, 'cause I'm barely losing. All right, this next song is
I Know What I Knew, but there's some things you take home with you. Ask me if it's all right. I can fake it out until I'm fine. Later than I hope I should. I understand it's where I stood. And giving up in slow to speak.
I get up in the morning and I'm feeling mighty low. There's just one thing that'll pep me up and I want you all to know. Well, it happens every morning, no matter where I'm at. I've just gotta have a cup of coffee and a cigarette. Now eggs over easy and ham and bacon too just never seem to satisfy, so here's what I must do. Forget about that breakfast food and to the table get and have a cup of coffee and a cigarette. Coffee, coffee and a cigarette. Coffee, coffee and a cigarette is a habit that you can't forget. Coffee, coffee and a cigarette. Now early every morning the telephone will ring. It'll be some neighbor calling for a coffee fling. Then the women in the neighborhood, well, they all get together to talk about everything, that is everything except the weather. Now they seem to have a lot of fun, but there's one thing don't forget. They've got to have a cup of coffee and a cigarette.
Coffee, coffee and a cigarette. Coffee, coffee and a cigarette is a habit that you can't forget. Coffee, coffee and a cigarette.
Now there's old Jerry Irby. Why, almost every night he'll take in a nightclub and he'll come in about daylight. He feels as though his body and his head had never met, so he downs a cup of coffee and gets a cigarette. He says he's through with drinking and with honky-tonking too, but when the evening rolls around, you know just what he'll do. But the morning after, there's one thing you can bet. He'll taper off with a cup of coffee and a cigarette.
Coffee, coffee and a cigarette. Coffee, coffee and a cigarette.
Well, there's your Sunday dose of Sin and Vice here on Route 78 West on Radio 1190.
Yeah, that's a brand new one to the station, meaning to us, our station in life. Ted, the guy, the mystery listener that we really like to meet sometime, I'm going to buy him a case of Pearl Beer or whatever he wants, some Texas brand or something.
We got to barbecue him something, too.
Yeah,
we got to take this guy out.
I think this is CD number 9 that I've gotten in the mail over the course of 3.5 years or so. And
who is this mystery man?
I don't know. He's got good taste. That's
great
all I know.
Records.
And a lot of good 78s. That one we just played there is Jerry Irby doing One Cup of Coffee and a Cigarette. And,
excellent stuff.
Like that. Then we had Richard Buckner right before that, and he's coming to town, the Lions Lair, May 28th, and any guys that like the singer-songwriters type stuff that's really solid and good, you should be down there to see that.
I like Richard Buckner because, you know, a lot of country singers or folks that have that influence from country have the warble in their voice, but when Richard Buckner does it, he sounds less like Lefty Frizzell and sounds more like one of those Islamic callers who call people out to pray. You know, thing that he does. Can't you picture him doing that in the mosque?
It's cool. It's Appalachian style, too. Appalachian Arabic.
Sounds Middle Eastern to me.
All right, that was
so
I know.
So he's probably suspected. He's probably
a terrorist,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
we're all terrorists.
Say, and you've got a beard,
so I must be
out.
A terrorist, yeah.
Jeepers.
All right, well, that was I Know What I Knew, which is a good one there. And,
great one.
I'm hearing on the tour right now with Buckner. He's using some pedals, but it's mostly just back to the folk style, so definitely cool. And then started off with a real nice version of Barely Losing. I always call that 3-day vacation, but the real title of that Richmond Fontaine track is Barely Losing, and that's a nice slow country loaf version. That's coming from Portland, I think 331 this year. So nice broadcast kind of stuff.
Oh, I thought that was the one from out there in England.
That's another one there. So
now that's a band that we've been championing for years and years and years that just hasn't gotten the credit and the accolades they've deserved. But apparently they're just tearing things up over there in Europe right now.
Indeed they are. And we'll get to that. We'll talk a little later.
Oh, very good.
Some of that stuff.
Well, we're proud
hearing,
of them.
Hearing they've been selling out stuff, so that's kind of cool. We got one here, though. I got a buddy, Brad, and he's turning 33 today, and 33 is a good age. In fact, I tell everyone 33 and a third was probably the peak of my life, and it's been downhill ever since. So,
well, 78 will be a good year for you, too.
Yeah,
Jeff.
78 will be good, 78 RPM. But 33 and a third was good. So, Brad, this one's going out for you. You're too old to cut the mustard. Here's Ernest Tubb.
too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old. He's done got too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
When I was young, I had a lot of pep. I could get around, didn't need no help.
But now you're old and getting gray. The people all look at you and say, too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old. He's done got too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. Could jump just like a deer,
but now you need a new landing gear.
I used to could jump a picket fence,
but now you're lucky if you jump an inch.
Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old, he's done got too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
When I was young, I had an automobile.
Now they push you around in a chair with wheels.
Had to fight the gals off with a stick.
But now they say he makes me sick. Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old, he's done got too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. I was young and in my prime, the gals all used to stand in line.
But now they go the other way, and as they leave, I hear them say,
Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old, he's done got too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. Too old to cut the mustard anymore.
Oh,
Postilly plough, slung sa sweet yellow. Bees smelled postilly plough, slung sa sweet yellow. Piva pillow dusty, I eat la dusty dusty. Piva pillow dusty, I eat la dusty dusty. Bees smelled postilly plough, slung sa sweet yellow. Smell postilly pivo bar, bechka byla prazna.
Wisma Popielli,
yo,
don't fuss Messavielli,
huh?
Wisma Popielli,
I don't fuss Messavielli.
They smelt was chili pivova, that's not Bella Pasta.
Jodney Chavani Pivo.
Nah.
And say, when I put on the long white robe, I can't take none of it to my grave. When I put on the long white robe, Saint Peter won't know if I'm rich or poor. When I put on the long white robe, and I just ain't going to work no more. When I put on the long white robe, sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ride a milk white horse, a diamond hood, and hitch him to the rock where Moses stood. Look so fine and feel so good. When I put on the long white robe.
If I ever thought heaven could be that much fun, boy, sign me up, huh?
I'm working on it. I got the white beard going, so as soon as I get the robe, it'll be a complete outfit.
You and Moses, huh?
That's the Swift Jewel Cowboys, and that's actually pretty cool. It's something here from Houston. Frank B. Collins of the Jewel Oil and Jewel Shortening Company in 1933, he recorded this band, and he was transferred from Swift's Memphis refinery a couple years later. He took that band with him, but it's kind of cool because the members were chosen for their horsemanship as well as their musicianship. And that was actually, they were billed as the only mounted cowboy band in America. And they actually played instruments sometimes. But they did two-hour riding set as well. So kind of cool. I could actually relate to that, so I'd like to see that go back in time.
Do you think you could play your fiddle on the back of a horse?
Absolutely not.
You could probably do about as well as that previous song we had, that Farewell to Prague. I'll tell you, that had some botched notes in it.
Well, you know what's kind of cool is they all had clarinets in there, and that was kind of one of the interesting theme pieces between these two, both the Swift Jewel Cowboys and then Adolph Hoffner. Mm-hmm. Clarinets prominent in the band. And that fiddle was just a little rough, but it's a 78, and they only had one take fits all.
It's good stuff. That Adolph Hoffner, by the way, came compliments of mystery listener Ted, who sends us goodies from time to time. Thank you much, Ted. And I'll tell you, it's been over 6 years now since I said farewell to Prague. I lived there for about a half a year when I was just a wee tyke, a 20-year-old lad. And I'll tell you, you can take the young American out of Prague, but you can't take the Prague out of the young American, and I got to get back there someday.
Isn't that supposed to be like the cool place where everybody wears black trench coats and they all look kind of down and drink lots of coffee and smoke tons of cigarettes?
No, you drink a lot of beer. You drink nothing but beer. And the thing about Prague is, you know, Kafka was from Prague. And when you live there, his writing suddenly makes sense. It is absolutely the best city to be depressed in. I think I was really depressed the whole time I was there, but it's such a perfect city for it. I didn't even notice. It's a very glooming, kind of misty, foggy, dark gothic city with a lot of Art Nouveau touches thrown in, and it's a dark, brooding place, but deliciously so, and I thoroughly enjoyed my time there.
All right, I'll take your word until I get over there, if I ever do. All right, well, we got one here because of Mother's Day and all that stuff, and this is for the guys that got moms that are gone away here. I got some Hank Williams. Actually, it's Luke the Drifter.
Oh, Hank Williams' alter ego.
And he put out all these records as Luke the Drifter because he wanted to actually keep him separate from his stuff, but nowadays we all know better. And this is one I dreamed about Mama last night. It's a pretty good one. So
okay, this one's
get
going
your
out.
Hanky.
This one's going out to moms for Mother's Day.
I've just been to heaven with someone so true. I dreamed about Mama last night. She read me the Bible like she used to do. I dreamed about Mama last night. She never closed her eyes in sleep till we were all in bed. And on party nights till we came home, she often sat and read. We little thought about it then, for we were young and gay. Just how much Mama worried when we children were away. We only knew she never slept, and when we were out at night, that she waited just to know that we'd all come home all right. Why, sometimes when we'd stay away till one or two or three, it seemed to us that Mama heard the turning of the key. For always when we'd step inside, she'd call and we'd reply. But we were all too young back then to understand the reason why. Until the last one had returned, she'd always keep a light. For Mama couldn't sleep until she'd kissed us all goodnight. She had to know that we were safe before she went to rest. But she seemed to fear the world might harm the one she loved the best. And once she said, when you are grown, to women and to men, perhaps I'll sleep the whole night through. I may be different then. And so it seemed that night and day we knew a mother's care. That always when we got back home, we'd find her waiting there. Then came the night that we were called together round her bed. The children are all with you now, the kindly doctor said. And in her eyes are gleamed again that old-time tender light that told that she'd been waiting just to know we were all right. She smiled that old familiar smile and prayed to God to keep her children safe from harm throughout the years. And then she went to sleep. My dream is a treasure that I'll always keep. I dreamed about Mama last night.
Go-go dancer. Oh, please don't go
Making fun of that song is about as easy as dropping nukes on a fish in a barrel, but I mean, you got it. That boy has no voice. What were his parents thinking?
I don't know. Troy Hess is who that was, a kid, and he probably to this day has to live that down every time he goes anywhere. He's probably a trucker, and every time he goes into any different place or any dives.
They go, hey, Troy, show us them two big reasons why.
All right. Please don't go topless, mother. That's when we played that a fair amount, but you know what? People seem to like
a
it.
A fair amount. I've had that stuck in my head all day, what with it being Mother's Day and all. We do have to. I mean, it's just expected. You do have to play that one.
Oh, so it's going out for all those mothers.
Please don't
go
topless, mother. Yeah. I'll shine shoes. I'll deliver papers, anything. The job you have is not the answer.
My friends won't come to see me,
but their
daddies
come
do.
To see you.
Yeah,
terrible stuff. All right, and
let's make
before
up for that.
We had a very nice one from Luke the Drifter. From
That's
Mama's.
I dreamed about Mama.
Let's change gears and do some Iron and Wine and keep in the sort of beautiful down tempo vein. What do you think?
I think it's got something about Jesus in it. So
okay,
let's play.
Okay, work.
Jesus, the Mexican boy. Born in a truck on the 4th of July. Gave me a card with a lady naked on the back. Barefooted night on the road. Fireworks blooming above in the sky. Secretly, I never.
right. This one here, we got an internet request. A guy named Tom, he was looking for this Earl Hooker song. So I told him I'd play this today, and hopefully he's got the tape deck rolling. Here's Earl Hooker doing Hooked on Love. It's coming from a way old record, Chicago Blues stuff. Thank you.
Radio 1190 is supported by the 1190 Watt Owners and by Nobody in Particular Presents, bringing you independent live music on the Front Range. On Saturday, May 8th, the King of Surf Guitar, Dick Dale, is at the Bluebird Theater. On Tuesday, May 11th, Suicide Squeeze Records, We Ragazzi and Colder Than Fargo at the Lion's Lair. And on May 18th, it's the Plea for Peace Tour with Cursive, Saul Williams, and Mike Park at the Ogden. For more information and full upcoming events listings, you can check out NIPP.com.
Soaked in Reverb, that's Earl Hooker again there. That was actually really cool, guitar rumba, coming off the same record here. And it's kind of cool. It's 1961, unknown personnel, anything there on this record. And it's kind of the missing link. It's proof once again on Route 78 West that the relationship between blues and surf was not that obvious to me until now.
I'm telling you, man, if it were 1961 and that record came on, you want to chain your daughters up, because that is some forward-thinking playing and some outrageous stuff when you really think about it.
Sting and runs. It's kind of cool you can do the sliding notes like that without actually using a slide. And then you also got that great reverb and drippy kind of sound that's happening in the background. So
great music. We had two of his tracks in that last set.
Yeah, that was because somebody asked. You know, that's the way it works around here.
Right. And what was the one in the middle?
Oh, we started off with Hooked on Love, and then we had something that's really cool coming from an Australian surf comp. It was the Aztecs doing Smoke and Stash, and I'm not sure what they're talking about. That's 1965, so it could have been what we think.
Smoking guitar licks, probably.
Yeah. Definitely on that. Sorry, coughing into the microphone.
Yeah, how apropos, huh?
Oh, yeah. Who knows? Anyway.
It's about 5:43 here on Route 78 West, and are we going to get back into sort of the country sounds at this point? What are you thinking?
You know, I don't know what we were thinking. We had something that we were going to do, and I lost it.
I believe you were going with something that... that Jay handed you. Our web wizard, Jay, was looking for
We could do that if you want.
Oh, should we go there?
Yeah, let's do that.
Or we could play some more from that TED disc that we got in the mail.
No. I got too excited. Actually, you were playing what we were going to use, so let's just bring this up, man. That's what happened. You hit turntable one. So.
Oh, my apologies.
Let's just bring this baby on up. It's kind of up-tempo stuff here coming from the OK Record Collection. This is actually really hot stuff. It's Zeke Turney's Stomp, and it's the Zeke Turney himself doing it.
Well, let's let Zeke take it away, then.
Guitar players at all. Now, mama don't allow no girl guitar players at all. Hey, I don't care what mama don't allow. We ain't gonna allow this girl guitar player in here anymore. Mama don't allow.
Thank you.
don't allow no guitar players at all. Mama don't allow no guitar players at all. Hey, I don't care, but my mama don't allow. I ain't gonna allow this guitar player in here anyhow. Mama don't allow no guitar players at all.
my wicked, wicked way.
And that concludes the end of our Dire Straits cover set here on Route 78 West. Jeff, what are you doing? I'm just not feeling that. I got to say, that last track there, I don't know what that was, but it's making me picture like a bunch of fat 50-year-old beer-fed guys like trying to get funky at 3 o'clock in the afternoon with potato salad at some kind of like all-day festival. What is
ouch,
that
ouch, ouch. This Blue Mountain, that was actually a like southern soulish country rock band that I actually liked a lot.
Oh,
and that's coming
man.
From 99. We're going to play another Blue Mountain to make up for that right after this little like schmaltz fest break, whatever
yeah,
we're
I'm
doing.
Yeah, I'm saying I just wasn't feeling that.
God, that was rough. The J.J. Cale, I agree. I played that for Evan. He was asking for some. We'll play another track later. That was kind of an up-tempo rave-up of Mama Don't. And I was just thinking Mama Don't and then Wicked, Wicked Ways. Conceptually,
sure,
that sounded
sure,
like
sure.
a really good.
Well,
those are the
and
two
it's
titles.
Mother's Day, you know.
And conceptually, we're treading into KBCO territory, which is kind of scary.
That was just like light blues for the family festival set, right?
Oh,
there.
Come on! It had a nice little feel to it. But I'll tell you what, let's make up for that with another Blue Mountain here. This one's coming off their great record here. Tales of a Traveler is what it was, 97, and this one's pretty cool here. So let's listen to Myrna Lee. It's actually coming off Homegrown. I'm grabbing two discs. So Myrna Lee, coming from 97.
All right, let's
Blue Mountain,
see
same
goes.
Band, little different group.
Let's hope.
Oh, God.
She's waiting there, Myrna Lee. I'm alone in the city. I saw a vision of Myrna Lee in a foggy dark window. Myrna Lee, like it used to be. Scattered around in pieces, Myrna Lee. Keep them away from me. We'll be right back.
This is another new song of ours. Give it a shot. My roommate was sleeping. I took his keys and $100 and headed out till his car broke down outside of Tucson. Went on a bender. I ended up in the can. No use calling anyone. They gave up on me years ago. All the West's falling. West Central Valley way. I lived in Las Vegas and I made my way through the Sun Belt states, and the West is falling. West is falling just as fast as I am. I ended up in a warehouse in LA. They're growing faster now than grows. I was loading boxes that no one needs and I can't afford. And once again I give up and leave before I even begin. All the West's falling. The water wars have just begun. And the West's falling. To strip malls and planned estates. The West's falling. West is falling just as hard as I am. Well, I ended up in the back of a truck with a guy who had two black eyes. He was drunk and laughing. He was pointing to an Indian casino. Maybe they'll finally get their revenge. Took a drink and laughed again. All the West's falling. Northwest Central Valley. Way I lived in Las Vegas. And I made my way through the Sun Belt states, and the West's falling. The water wars, they've just begun, and the West's falling. Just strip malls and planned estates, and the West's falling. The West's falling. The West's falling.
New music from Richmond Fontaine. Jeff, I haven't heard that one yet.
Yeah, you heard it here first. Probably first time airing in the country, except for the place in Portland where they played. And that's The West Is Fallen. It's actually kind of fun. I realize Willie's been driving around, and I've been talking a little about open space and the kind of stuff we do here in Colorado. And that song's got it all. It's got, like, Indian casinos and just generally...
A guy with two black eyes?
Yeah, well, The West Is Fallen. We all know that. So anyway, that was my attempt at coming back onto the right side of the law with you. I don't know. We didn't sell you completely on that Blue Mountain. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to break all the rules, and we're going to play yet one more Blue Mountain here on Radio 1190. This is KBCU
right.
Boulder.
Right. Well, you know, I'll tell you that second one you did was definitely redeemed them. But we got to do three Blue Mountain songs?
Yeah, just because I got the disc here.
That's highly irregular. You know, I mean, we did do two Richmond Fontaine songs, and I know that that's acceptable because that band's doing real well right now, aren't they?
This is for my old days. I saw these guys Blue Mountain twice in South by Southwest, and each time it was a soaking wet mess because it was so good. So I wish this band would have made it.